actually. It's been a while again. It has been a while. Consistency has been something that I'm trying to work on for the past few months. It's just that, you know, work gets in the way, and then you're like giving yourself excuses that things are working out, but I keep missing out. I'm like, I give myself a week, and then I say, today I'm going to do this, today I'm going to do this, especially keep up, you know, talking to you guys. But for some reason, there's always a reason behind me procrastinating and me not talking and me not sharing what I, you know, what I know. Today's topic is straight out of one of the poems that I wrote, called Unsatisfied, because of course, are we really satisfied? As human beings, we're always, you know, trying to find something to complete us. You know, we're like, I need something. You really don't know what you need, but you feel like you need something, you know? You start off like, what are you doing? I don't know. Where are you going? I don't know. What are you searching for? Life. I am looking for mother. Usually when I'm writing my poems, I really don't even think about twice what I'm writing. But in the end, I always find out that it's the truth. Because what are we really doing? You can ask yourself that question. You're like, where am I going? Am I doing what I need? You know, am I doing the work that satisfies me, or I'm just counting down days for the next paycheck, or I'm counting down days till retirement? You know, I feel like in the constant search for what we want, we lose ourselves, you know, we lose ourselves in the constant search, and then we don't really know what we're doing except, you know, give the answer, I'm doing my best. And then you ask yourself, where are you going? Because it's in the future. You're constantly looking out to the future. Your future self has to be proud of your past self. But for some reason, you in the present, you're really not. You don't know where you're going. What's your passion? What's your drive? You know, what's your passion? What's your drive? What are you really aiming at? Who do you want to become? And of course, are you happy now? Or are you going to regret not doing the thing you wanted to do because you feel like you're not worthy of it, you know? And of course, what are you searching for? In the poem, it says, life, I'm looking for mother. When I wrote this, I was like, I was thinking about what in the end, what are we looking for? I'm Christian, so I'm constantly thinking. What's at the other side? You know, heaven, hell, purgatory. Like, what are we aiming for? Yes, we're living on earth. But Earth is not the end, you know. Yesterday, I came upon a reel about two babies in the mother's womb. One who believes in life after, you know, the life after. One baby keeps saying, if there really is life after, why hasn't there been another one coming back? But do you really need someone to come back just to, you know, believe in the fact that there's life after? Or, you know, as we've been taught, blind faith. It's blind because you really don't know what's at the end of the tunnel, except your own belief that there's light, that there's a good place to be in. For me, I want to believe that there is a good place after, because you can't really go through this struggle and then, you know, be blank. I used to meditate a lot, and throughout the meditation, I had, you know, some kind of like, I want to say, good message out of it. You know, there is life out there. There is, you know, life after this. And I need to first feel like I'm happy right now. You know, the topic is called unsatisfied, but I want to feel happy right now, you know, and I want you guys to go through these sets of questions. What are you doing? Where are you going? And what are you searching for? Another paragraph that I like in this poem, it says, "We are humans, hence we will always search for what completes us. It'll be love, friendship, money. We are constantly looking. But I feel like we also lose ourselves. We confuse passion for love. We confuse desire for love. We confuse passion for friendships. And of course, we confuse thirst with money. Because yes, money can be everything, but it's not really everything. Because there are people who live without money and they live a happy life. And then you have people who have money and they're really not living. They're just surviving. So, are you surviving or are you living? I hope in the end we found what we're looking for. That's it. And in the terms of being consistent, I'm going to do better. I'm going to start doing this weekly. Yes, I said it last time, and last time was a month ago, but yes, we're in this together. So, see you next time.